And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to San Diego Landings in Cornwall, and we have a couple of great guests this morning. Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Two-Speed Wheels are going to be here. It's going to be an awesome show. These guys know fishing, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup and Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 10.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, like you said, man, what a great show from the absolute guru that there is.
Yeah, real man.
Today's gonna be a great day.
Well, we have half of the guru.
Well,
and the other half is coming.
Yeah,
the senior member of the guru's. Eric's here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
And Cal should be joining us very shortly.
Yeah, I mean, you had normally you have the brains and the brawn. You've got the brawn.
Yeah. The brawn now. Yeah,
you got the guy that actually's doing the work.
The worker bee. Yeah, for sure. So you guys still busy? Here it is winter, and you know things are starting to get cooled down. Are you guys still busy?
Busier than ever.
Come on now.
Crazy, really? That's so cool, busy.
Man. That's great.
So when you say busy, what kind of things are you doing these days?
So like these days is, you know, most of the reels that come out now are already two speeds. So it's customizing the reels and setting them up so they can work the way the guys want them to work. So we're going through them and tricking out the drag systems or longer handles or lower gear ratios and stuff like that.
Yeah, so yesterday we had a discussion during our Christmas spectacular about drag pressure, and we were talking about how realistically how much drag pressure can somebody really hold on to?
Well, that was a great segment that you guys had about it, because saying pull on it for an amount of time that you can know what you got. I mean, yeah. I get a lot of guys, oh, it set me 40 pounds of drag, and, oh, wait, I don't set the reel there. But it's got it out of it. I said, well, we need a usable amount of drag, which you're going to use.
So realistically, what's like a... Like an average guy fishing big bluefin tuna around here, what's an average guy want to get out of his reel?
You guys trick out so much reels for the highest echelon guys tuna fishing. What is that?
You know, I usually tell guys start at around that 25%, okay, of whatever line size you're fishing. And that's just off the reel. And that's a great starting point.
You get some guys are 100 pound,
25 pounds of drag, somewhere around there. But, you know, you're also dealing with guys that are in their 20s, and my long-range trip I just got off of, there was a guy that had just turned 90. He told Frank, hey, I remember fishing with you in 1972. So what I'm getting at is there's different drag pressures for different age and strength and everything else like that.
Now, wait a minute. You just got off a long-range trip.
Maybe.
Tell us about it.
It was good. It was on the Polaris Supreme.
Nice.
And
with Aliar.
Yeah, Aliar's a little hidden gem there. I think that this year...
I don't think he's hidden.
Well, this year, I think it's going to blow up even more.
Yeah. So how many day trip? What'd you catch?
10 day. We went down to Alejos Rocks, and that was kind of cool. I hadn't been there in years, and doing the Wahoo fishing and setting up the wire leaders and all that other kind of stuff. So that was kind of cool to do it, because it had been a number of years since I had done that.
Yeah.
And then we just went in. We got, let's say 50 or so Wahoo there, and that was really cool. And I ended up with my 5, so I did.
Wow.
I did okay. And
you got 5 of the 25?
Well, 5 of the 50.
Oh, excuse me, 50.
Yeah.
You
and there was 15 anglers, which is, on any long-range trip.
How in the heck did you pull that off?
It was a limited load to 20, and just somehow it didn't fill. So.
Wow.
No way.
What a crazy trip.
So we did that, and then we went on the inside there and caught a bunch of tuna. Nothing of size to note or anything else like that, but a bunch of tuna and yellowtail and everything else like that. So we had a blast.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. And the great and the yellows of average size?
Yeah, I would say 20 to 50, somewhere around there was what I would call that. But, I mean, we had one day where we had limits for everybody, and, it was fun.
What a trip.
Right. On your Wahoo fishing, do you do any kind of a trick thing for your reels there? I mean, I know you guys in the shop, you have the ability of doing all kinds of things. Like on your personal gear, do you trick something out for a better Wahoo reel?
Well, yeah, and then I was also, I talked to guys about it on the trip, about certain reels and how they work and stuff like that. He's like, oh, man, I wish I had one. I'm like, well, I brought an extra one here. Try it out and see what you like.
That's dirty pool, buddy.
Right? So needless to say, I came back with a ton of reels from the boat and from anglers and everything else like that. So that was really cool. But, yeah, we put... like in the Fathoms, we put some higher high gears.
That's exactly what I was curious about.
So we went the Fathom 25s and 30s. Right now they're stock at 5.5 to 1, and we put 6.6 to 1. So it becomes, you could use it for yo-yoing and all different stuff like that too. But Wahoo, it's good.
Yeah.
And then for the Fathom 40, is definitely a Wahoo setup. But we kick it up to 7.1 to 1.
Oh, my gosh.
And, so,
and that's a tall spool. I mean,
it is.
Because that's a big thing, of a 6 to 1 is nowadays a relatively average gear ratio, but you don't see it on a spool that's that tall.
Yeah, and we had one guy that was not using it for Wahoo, and he goes, I think it's a bit much. He was just using it for other stuff, and he goes, yeah, it's a bit much, and put a little longer handle on it, but... again, this is all just the trick stuff. I mean, a lot of the regular gear and everything else is working out really good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, okay, you also just returned, this guy fishes a lot, you just returned from back east fishing the giant bluefin tuna. Talk about drag pressure. So when you're fishing those giants, what's the setup? What's the drag pressure? What's all that all about?
So the boat back there, they usually use International 80s is what they use, Fuller Spectra and stuff like that, or the Shimano 80s, but they're just the wide ones. I wish Shimano made the narrow 80s, but so anyway, they use that. But we've been starting to take back the Penn 70s. A little bit narrower, a little bit lighter, everything else like that. Because all of this is done stand-up. It's not rail fishing because the rail's so low. It literally hits me barely above the knees. So it's really low. It's kind of you know, for big fat guys like myself, it's kind of hard to get down on the rail and stuff. So it's done kind of old school with the harnesses and everything else like that that you stand up. But drag pressures. Okay, so drag pressures and reels, we're using 70s, and my dad's fishing about 30, maybe 35 pounds of drag.
Holy mackerel, standing up, fishing 30 pounds.
At 80,
and
right?
He's 80 years old.
Right. That's right.
Whoa.
So, yeah, he was like,
dead.
Every year
he's
like, oh, I don't know if I could do it. But when it's a flat calm like it is out here today, when I'm looking out here in the harbor, he's like, he pulls his little wild card. I'm up. You know,
that's
he goes, yeah, I'm up on the to fish. So he'll fish 30, 35 pounds of drag.
Wow.
Okay.
All harnessed up and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got,
you have to
it's
hold
got
on
that
to?
AFCO. Yeah, it's got that AFCO big pad behind him with this huge, almost bicycle grip. And we're just hanging on to him.
Yeah.
And
I love
and
that.
And that's pretty cool.
Holy.
That's so cool.
And so 30, and are you fishing about the same drag pressure?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit more than that.
Really?
Yeah, so the other guys that go with us, they're fishing upwards of about 50 pounds of drag.
Whoa.
It's unbelievable.
And at times...
How do you stay on the deck with 50 pounds of drag?
It's got to be the right weather. We had one day it was pretty snotty and rolling seas. Well, obviously your drag pressure goes way down. It's like trying to catch a fish on ice skates or something.
Yeah.
He still hasn't told you what he fishes yet.
Yeah.
We're getting there. I'm a little bit like my dad. I'm kind of long-winded at some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But at times, I fish up to 70 pounds of drag.
Oh,
I know.
Seriously, Rick, right. I mean, 70 pounds of drag.
And we had one this year that Rocky Opliger that went with us, he fought it for a couple hours at 50 and then even 60 pounds of drag, and it was just not coming up. And it's the first time ever, but he tapped out. He's like, look, I can't do anything more. So I'm like, all right, you know. Being the younger guy that's there, I was, you know, little smart ass, and I got this, right? And I go in and I strap, and bam, straight to 70 pounds of drag. And this fish didn't move for like 20 minutes, didn't even hardly come up. And eventually we got it up and got it leadered. But this thing was, it kind of makes you feel like how incredibly strong these fish are, that it was just fighting the whole time. Even when we had the leader, we're just trying to get a tag in it, and we had some I don't know whether they're acoustic tags or whatever they are, but they tag the fish and stuff.
How big was it?
This one's about 800.
800?
Yeah.
800 pounds.
Yeah, only 800.
Sure, it's only an 8.
Wow.
No big deal.
What's the biggest one you've caught back there?
We have one that was 115 inches long, and
115 inches
they long. Said, well, it's just definitely over 1,000. So it was, if you made me bet on it, I would say it's closer to 1,100 than 1,000. But it was a beast. Like it
wow.
And this is in Nova Scotia?
It's in Prince Edward Island.
Prince Edward Island.
But we were fishing all in those waters there that are right by Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy.
That must
that
be
so
an amazing
cool,
experience to see an animal like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's shallow water, too, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like when they say, oh, we're going out to the deeper waters, it's like 120 feet deep.
That's deeper water.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've hooked them in. Cal had one for years. You kept calling it our record. He hooked it in 38 feet of water.
Get out of here.
What?
Okay. And then after that, a couple years later, I hooked one in 31 feet of water.
Wow.
Crazy.
So if these 800,000-pound fish, if you were 2,000 feet deep, 3,000 feet deep like here, could you land those fish?
I mean, you guys have done this as much as I had. I don't think so. Do you?
Yeah, I don't see how.
Could you
have enough real capacity?
At worst, you'd have to put it like, you know, in a like a gunwale where you'd be able to hold the rod there, and it would be like a tag team. It'd be like all three of us had to pull on the reel and on the rod and everything else like that for a while. And I don't think you could do it stand up.
Yeah.
I think they would just go down, and you
just can't get them
almost
back up.
Not get them up.
Wow,
crazy!
What an amazing experience that must be.
Except, here's the except.
Okay,
when we got all done, we took our test to come home. I tested positive for COVID.
Oh, man.
Oh, back
there.
In another country.
They sent everybody home. They Cal and Rocky and Lloyd all went home. I had to self-quarantine for 10 days back there in this little house with no TV, everything. It was just kind of like this most bizarre
That's
thing.
Brutal.
And they just left you to fend for yourself and calling you every day and making sure you're not having contact
and just
with
locked
anybody.
Inside this house.
Yeah, kind
like
of.
In jail almost, pretty much.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I kind of glad it was me, though. I think
sure,
my dad
yeah.
would have struggled
yeah,
because,
than some, yeah.
you know, I had to use the apps to get, like, Instacart to deliver food and different stuff. It was It was bizarre, but
yeah,
it got through it.
Yeah, got through it there.
Right.
But did you ever get sick?
No, yeah, never felt sick. One morning I had a false positive.
Or maybe, who knows. Well, that was the
what a trip, man.
Traveling now internationally changes things because of COVID. Yeah.
But we ended up with 13 giant bluefin, with the smallest
13?
One with the smallest one being about 500 pounds.
Smallest 500 pounds.
Right.
And all released.
All released. Yep.
Do they keep any there?
They do. So the island is about the size of, let's just call it from Tijuana to Ventura. So let's say, you know, I'm not a mathematician here, but let's say a couple hundred miles or so. And on that island, they have about 300 commercial guys that fish, and they issue tags to come out to be about 1.5 per person that they get to keep per season, whether
they're selling it.
Yeah. So there's not a lot there that they're taking, but the advantage is that they're kind of realizing that having guys come back by like us and other long-range fishermen out here on the West Coast, they're doing good for the business and everything back there. Yeah. So it's more lucrative to do that. I think so.
Yeah. So that's the PEI government?
It's the local province. Yeah.
In
Prince Edward Island, yes.
Yeah.
You guys, is there a prime time of year? Like, you guys do your same trip all the time? Is it, you know, is it a big
September
season
and October?
Okay.
Yeah, September and October are their prime time. We're usually going back mid September. This year we went a little bit later, and it can get a little snotty back there.
Sure.
But I mean, I'm kind of thin skinned, and you know,
yeah.
so
well, we are here.
So,
we watch Wicked Tuna, and we see these guys taking quite a few fish. Is that a different fish? I mean, I know they're not that big, but is it? Are they the same migratory pattern? Or
so there's been a lot of discussion about which fish they are, and so that's why they've done a lot of these tests over the last few years to find out if they're the Mexican stock or the Mediterranean stock. And so they're taking a lot of these. You get this huge fish up to the side of the boat, and the captain's like, "Well, here, hold them to the boat because we need DNA samples and all this other stuff." And I'm like, "You're kidding me, right?"
Yeah.
It's only an 800 pounder. Let me just spin them around
on
the other side.
I mean, it's one thing if you were putting a real gaff into them and you're holding them there and stuff, but you know, we're putting one of the AFCO gaffs with rubber over the tail. And he's like, "Here, hold this here," and you're trying to get the. We usually put the rookie on that one because usually every once in a while they give a nice big kick and you're splashed.
Yeah. Or your arm get ripped out.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So they actually take DNA samples and such like that?
Yeah, exactly. So they're trying to figure out where the stock is from. I think, last time I heard, I think they're thinking most of the stock is the Mediterranean stock, where they're putting on so much weight up there before they make the trek across.
Interesting.
But,
and when you say the Mexican stock.
Yeah.
So that stuff's migrating down?
It is. So, like, this year I was reading online, there was, like, 800-pounder caught, like, in the Gulf of Mexico. Or is that, the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they're off of, like, Louisiana
and stuff
like that.
On the east coast of Mexico.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. Wow,
that's
fascinating.
Cool,
so obviously you build reels for people all over the world. Because you're building reels for guys back there, and you're building reels for – it's not just San Diego long-range guys.
Correct. Yeah. We do a lot of big reels for guys for marlin fishing East Coast and stuff like that. And then you got guys like Anthony Shea that are going all world, all around the world, right? Those kind of guys.
You're building his stuff too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about with Eric and probably Cal joins us.
Yeah, no doubt. And the fun thing about this too is they do everything. You know, I mean, Eric builds a 130 for a guy that's going to target Granders and then tricks out a small lever drag that gets better free spool to fly line a sardine and literally everything in between. And the fun thing about the sheets is they don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk too. I mean, this is going to be a great show. So much cool info. And we would love to have you join us this morning. If you got a question for the best in the biz, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or shoot us a text. We've already had some really great texts come through. Text the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, easy to get. Just go into your app store, search Let's Talk Hookup, find the icon, download it, and you'll be able to text the show. And we are giving away such a killer prize today, a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Reel. So a very, very cool opportunity.
Wow.
Yeah. you got yourself a Talica and you want to get it tricked out, have the drag blueprinted just for you, you can, you know, call up Eric and be like, hey, man, I got a Talica 20 and I like fishing flat falls and I, you know, I want to have this thing tricked out for big bluefin next year. They're going to dial you in. So a very, very cool prize. $100 for some custom reel modification. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or just better yet, your chance to talk to Eric and then talk to Cal, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, talk to the experts there are about anything custom reel modification, this is going to be a great show. It's 213-432-1090.
Yeah. Hey, Mike Lum's on the line from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Looks like we're...
Hey, Mike. Wait. Well, we'll see if we can grab Mike here in the not-too-distant future. And do we have Mike yet? All right, let's try and jump into the phones.
Yeah, I think you got it. All right, how about we start it off with John, who's calling from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's a question for the panel. Maybe towards Eric and stuff. I was going to ask his dad because I know he's been there. But I'm going to get to go to Clipperton on a 22-day. And what kind of drag pressure can I put on my my Talica 50 to fight those guys down there?
You know, you probably get good drag pressure out of the box, I would say. But some of the guys want us to trick them out, and they get a little bit more specific where they're wanting, let's say, 25 at strike or 27 or whatever that number is. But I have not fished there, but everything I hear is that their fish are kind of lean and mean and pretty squirrely, and things are pretty aggressive. So I would say your normal amount of drag that you would be fishing on a 16-day. Ricky, what do you think?
Yeah, I would just...
What would that be?
I would just agree with you. I mean, just like you said, if you're using your Talica 50 for 100 to 130 pound, and John's a big guy and can pull on big fish no problem, I would think that you'd probably be in that neighborhood of 28, 30 pounds,
sure,
you know, something like that. You know, being a, like you say, being a guy that's younger and in plenty good shape to pull on a big one and using that reel specifically to target a big fish, I would think you'd probably be in that world. 25 to 28 pounds, you know,
yeah,
maybe even 30 pounds.
Sure, yeah.
Just a guess, you know, everybody's different. Like,
yeah, going to be quite a trip, though, John. Hey, I'm sure you're gonna do well, and it's going to be fun. So have a great trip, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can we can grab Mike now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
There he is.
Thank you.
Captain Morales, Kids at Sea, one and only, Mike Lum.
Wanted to let everyone know that the Win Rollo's Reel promotion has been going really, really well. We are down to less than 30 spots left. And for anybody that has not bought tickets for the grand raffle and would like to do that and be part of the special Win Rollo's Reel and the trip to Cedros Island with Cedros Island Fishing Charters, now would be the time to get your tickets, because there's only 30 spots left, approximately, actually a little less than 30, and that's out of the 150 we offered. And we're giving away, in addition to $30,000 worth of prizes in the grand raffle that will occur in April, we're having a special drawing for the people who take part in this promotion to give away a reel that belonged to Rollo. It's a 2-speed 30 International that was completely serviced and gone through by Eric and Cal there. A couple years ago, we gave this reel away to a very lucky angler, and he took advantage of the fishing trip that went with it, but he returned the reel to us about 6 months after that and said that after thinking about it, he thought that it would benefit the organization if we had the reel in our possession to do another promotion. So we waited about 2 years, and now we're giving the reel away again. And, Eric, I wanted to thank you guys for all the work that you did in making this reel what it is. And it is not only a piece of fishing history, it's mechanically sound and ready to go fishing if someone wants to take it out. It's very unique. It was anodized red at one point. And that red over the years of sunlight has kind of faded, and it's kind of a champagne color. Very unique, but functional and ready to go fishing.
Wow. So you guys tricked it all out. It's ready to go fishing, huh?
We did, yeah. It was. I remember working on the reel when we got it in and just wanted to help them out for the Rollo Foundation. But what I was going to do as an extra little kick to this whole thing is if somebody was on the fence about getting it. So if you buy your tickets and you're the winner – when it needs a good service and stuff like that, send it on in, and we'll just do it for no charge.
Ah,
that's rad, Eric.
Very nice.
That's cool.
So use it, abuse it, catch a bunch of fish on it, and then send it in to you guys,
yep,
and you'll service it again.
Absolutely.
That's
wow.
Funny. That reel, for sure. I love exactly what happened last time. I loved that the guy used it, appreciate it, and send it back to the raffle, but that reel deserves to go down on a big fish trip and go pull on a big tuna. Like, it's just a cool reel with a lot of history and a rad bonus to this killer prize and a great, you know, fundraising opportunity. And that reel just deserves to go pull a big one.
Imagine how many big fish Rollo caught on that thing.
Imagine.
Yeah. Unreal. So, Mike, how does the promotion work? So how do you buy in?
Well,
this is an amazing deal because you get this trip worth close to $3,000 at Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Go down there and fish with Jeff. Down at his beautiful resort down there on Cedros Island, and you get the raffle tickets, give you a chance to win $30,000 in prizes. That's going to happen. How does somebody get in on this? And then, of course, the reel.
Yeah.
The the grand raffle prize tickets, rather, we will continue to sell up until the drawing in April. They run $10 a piece, and anybody can buy those between now and April. However, for this promotion, we offered it only to 150 entries. We limited it to 150 entries. You buy 20 of the grand raffle tickets at $10 a piece. That's $200. That's the buy-in. We give you five additional raffle tickets at no cost. So that's 25 tickets and one entry to win the trip to Cedros and Rollo's Reel. All of the entry tickets for the grand raffle that are bought during this promotion will be identified. And during the actual drawing of the 30 winners in April, any ticket that was bought on this promotion will not only win the prize that they win, but they'll be given a voucher to go fish on a full day trip aboard the Liberty. So you'll wow. Lots of perks and lots of extras for this. The bottom line is it costs $200 to buy 25 raffle tickets and get the extra drawing for Cedros and the Reel. The only way you can buy these tickets is to contact us. We have to talk to you by phone. We cannot take online orders. And the best way to do that at this point is to either visit the Rollo website, which is RolloKids.org, RolloKids.org, and you'll see the flyer right there. It's got the phone number and an email address. And all we're asking for is for you to give us your name and phone number so we can call you back. We cannot sell these tickets online, so don't send us an order on the website and think you're going to get tickets. You're not. We have to talk to you. But the phone number is there and the email address. I'll give them out here, but it's easy to get to that flyer. It's on the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page. It's on the Rollo, Friends of Rollo Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page. So it's not hard to find. The phone number is 858-350-5870, and it's extension 107. And what they'll ask you is to just leave your name and telephone number, and either myself or Tim Baker will call you back. It may take a day or two for us to get back to you, but we will return them in the order that they come in. And once we get those 30, actually, like I said, it's a little less than 30, sold, then we're going to do the drawing for the Reel and the trip. And, Pete, you and I had discussed about doing that live on Let's Talk Hookup. I believe that will be your next live broadcast, which will be on January the 2nd.
Correct. Sunday, January 2nd, cool. Which that'll be done like – so we'll give away Rollo's Reel and the trip to Sagos Island Fishing Charters on Sunday, January 2nd, which will be our next live broadcast after this one. This will be our last one for the year. Programming note reminder again, no show Christmas Day, no show the day after Christmas, so no shows next weekend, and then no show on New Year's Day. No Let's Talk Hookup. So our next live Let's Talk Hookup show will be Sunday, January 2nd. Happy New Year to everybody, and we'll make somebody a very happy New Year by drawing that name. Mike will be drawing that live on January 2nd. Mike Lum, thanks a lot. RolloKids.org for all the information. Grab one of those last 30 spots to take advantage of history and some amazing prizes. And, of course, take a lot of kids fishing, too, with your donation. Appreciate all you do, Mike.
Thank you guys very much, and have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you on January the 2nd. We're going to go through withdrawals without this show.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
Thanks,
January
Mike.
2nd. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, Mike, and we'll talk to you January 2nd. All right, let's head south down to Baja right now. Talk to our buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pedro. Hello, Rick. Eric.
Morning.
Well, yeah, I wanted to wish everybody start off by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And we're going to miss the show January 2nd. You're going to get a week and a half off there, Pedro, for the holidays, huh?
Well, yeah, Ricky and I are going to take some time off. And if you want to fix a Let's Talk Hookup, there's always the archives. You can go on the Let's Talk Hookup app or the webpage and grab up an archive like when last time John Ireland was on.
Yeah,
you can listen to that show. So you can always get a fix of it that way.
Yeah, occasionally I go to it myself, Pedro, that's for sure. Hey, I just wanted to drop. I haven't done the reports for the last 3 or 4 weeks because it's been winter, you know, and I have to mention, have to tell you that this past November and December, there's been very, very little wind. and very, very good fishing. You know, it's kind of frustrating because, you know, we pretty much gear down for the winter months. That said, we are open. People have the misconception that the ranch is completely closed. It's not. It's actually a real good opportunity. The water temp right now is maintaining at 78 degrees, which is about 5 or 6 degrees warmer than normal. Nice. And really holding the fish has been good. So what we're doing is we have rooms available. They're 130 a night for one or two people. We have a menu for food. We're not on the European plan where we provide the meals during the winter for you, but you can order off the menu, and we do have boats, pongas, and cruisers available. So we're up and going in business. And like I say, this year in particular, it's windy right now, but over the course of the last couple months, it hasn't been hardly at all. Water's been nice and flat and real warm. And catching a lot of billfish right off the banks in front, and big Dorado, too. Probably our best Dorado fishing of the year. It's been kind of ironic the last couple of months. So we're encouraging people to come down. And if you do want to come, shoot Pamela a call. I might suggest that you get on one of the wind sites. Windy's a good one. And check out and see what the wind condition's going to be before
you
come
look
down.
Look at it for like 10 days out, right, and then if it looks like you have a nice window, go book a trip and get on down there. That sounds like fun to me.
Dude, let's go.
When I woke up this morning and it was like 36 degrees and I had frost on my windshield, I was thinking a Rancho Lanero afternoon margarita and some 78-degree water would be just exactly what I needed. Right,
so a room for two for $135,
yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, $130 plus 100? Tax. And
holy,
yeah, and for the rooms and
tax?
Not including tax.
Okay, okay. Plus tax.
Yeah, it'd be about $150 for two people per room. It's a real bargain, you know. Yeah, it's a real bargain. And also, you know, Valaris is running a special through the winter. They've got $50 airfares each way, believe it or not, $50 to $100. So no more than $200 round trip if you fly out of Tijuana into Cabo. So it's a real opportunity, and it's very inexpensive. And if you pick your timing and it's not windy, the fishing's darn good. You know, very little pressure. Hard, you know, there'll be maybe 10 boats out in the whole escape on a daily basis.
Wait a second. So Don Poncho's making margaritas at the bar. You can have dinner sitting there or lunch or breakfast or whatever, and then go fishing or walking on the beach and just be hanging out at Rancho Leonero and have it basically to yourself.
Thursday is 6 knots max wind all day.
So,
just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty good program to me.
Yeah, and if you do your homework, I strongly recommend that you look at the wind apps and see and pick a light wind 3 or 4 days and come down and join us. And you'll never get a cheaper visit to Rancho Leonero than during the winter. That's for sure.
Well, how do we get a hold of Pamela if we want to book that trip?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. So one more question. If you do take Valaris, I might note that there's no COVID protocols. You can just walk across because you're crossing by land. You don't have to worry about a COVID test, right?
No COVID test coming back. You walk across the border over the bridge, and then you go. And that's really easy, too. You know, it takes no time at all, no line. It's a pretty good way to go. I do it myself.
John, what if you're flying out of L.A.? Do you have ability to get people COVID tested within 24 hours there?
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. If you come down, we'll arrange for your COVID test. And now it's within 24 hours, as everyone's aware. But it's within 24 hours of departure. So that's easy. And we'll take care of it. No problem.
Very good. All right. John Ireland, Rancho Leonero, great news. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, John. And we'll see you at the ranch.
Same to you, Pedro, and all the listeners, too. Have good holidays.
Happy New Year's, John. Appreciate it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. Lots of great info coming your way. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice. That's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And, you know, we talk about great value and a great reel for the money. You got to be talking about Torium.
Dude, for real. I mean, Torium is everything you want in a single-speed star drag reel. It's got great power, great drags, very good free spool, and the best part, it's very easy on the budget. I mean, if you're looking for a surface iron casting reel and don't want to break the bank, there's never been a better reel, in my opinion, than Torium. Torium 20 fits, casts, power. Awesome.
Reel. And the reel master himself shaking his head. That's true, right, Eric?
I do have one. Yep, I do.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. Yeah. And now there's a new one, too, the Torium 40, right?
Dude, you want to talk about, again, a great shot for a yo-yo jig reel, a Wahoo jig reel, like Eric's talking about, larger reel. They don't have a 40 in the Trinidad series, but they do in Torium. It's a taller spool. Great drags, great power. It's an awesome reel. Would make a great yo-yo jig reel for Baja, Coronado Islands, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a rockfish reel.
Oh, man.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So check it out, the Torium line of reels at your local Shimano dealer.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking reels with the master. It's been a great morning. If you want to get through, join us on the fun. It's 213-432-1090.
And we have some great texts coming through, which we'll read. You can also text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app, so be sure to stand by for that. But let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report. Hey, Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Check them out. Now available in ringed and non-ringed styles in the number 4, 2, 1, and 1. Perfect for those finicky yellowfin and bluefin from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. With Gamakatsu Nautilus, you'll have that choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks in both ringed and non-ringed styles at selected tackle stores. Let's start off of a Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing great. Good. How's that fishing up at Dana Wharf?
Good, man. Just that weather down there at Rancho Lanero does sound pretty darn nice.
Yeah, right? Sounds pretty good.
Did that sound good?
Just walked outside here in San Clemente. It's 35 degrees. Yeah,
no, really. For real.
Yeah. Yep. But, hey, good week for us up here. You know what? We did have some weather days that kept the boats off the water a day or two the beginning of the week. But our water temps, it's crazy. The water's still at 60 degrees, even after getting battered and, you know, tossed around with that storm. So 60 degrees is pretty solid. So with that, the half day stuff is still, it's still been biting, it's still been pretty good. Our guys are seeing good mixed fish action, and they're catching fish multiple ways. You know, sinker rigs for the bottom or the sliding sinker for the midwater column has again been the hot ticket for the guys fishing half day with us. Sand bass and a few calico bass on that midwater setup on the live baits, and then some nice sheephead, triggerfish, and sculpin for the guys at or near the bottom on the shrimp or the cut squid. So little mixed effort there. And then about three-quarter days, kind of business as usual for us out in that 40 to 50-fathom zone, fishing rockfish out there off Pendleton. Good mixed bags have been the norm. You know, days with the lighter loads, we've been able to make some drifts or some of the smaller spots, you know, get the boat set up proper on some of that. And then on the days that we have a little bit of surface condition, we've been able to get the boat on the anchor. So some good stuff, you know, with some nice reds and grouper on the live baits. And then the days that we're on the anchor, you know, directly over the hard bottom there, the guys are catching some nice whitefish and sculpin along with some other mixed rockfish. We're seeing a lot of bait out in that deeper water, and it's mostly mackerel, which hasn't been that bad of a deal because, you know, it's a little bit bigger and it's a little bit tougher for some of those rockfish to take down some of that stuff. So the hot ticket this week was the mackerel strip. We'll catch a few of those, strip them out, and then the reds and the grouper were all over that strip bait. So it's a good little deal there. And then finally, I'll put it out there. So we got some good holiday deals coming at you. Through the rest of today, you can score 3 half-day trips for $90. It's a smoking deal. I suggest you guys jump on that. You can go directly to our website, click on the gift certificate tab there, and it'll take you right over, or you can follow the link on our Instagram page. And that's a smoking deal. It's $90 for 3 half-days. I'd say jump on that. And I'll also tell you, keep your eyes open because we've got more coming as we get closer to Christmas. So
I like it. Cool.
So you can just access that all through the website.
Yep. So they can link us through your website, Pete. Let's Talk Hookup, take you right over to Dana Wharf, and then you can just select the gift certificate tab, and that'll take you over to that flash sale that we're having on those half-day trips.
Good last-minute gifts, huh?
Yeah, good last-minute gifts. And if you're even more last-minute than that, you know, we have more stuff coming. So, well, we got you covered. And, again, you know, kids fish free in December, so it's 2 paid adults through the rest of the month, too. So the school may hang out. If you're looking for something to do to get the kids on the water, certainly give us a call. We'll get you out there. So, again, you can link it through the Let's Talk Hookup page. It'll take you over to danawharf.com, and you can book from there. Or you can just go directly and book online or call our office. And our number here, 949-496-5794.
Right on, Captain Brian Willie. Great job. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, appreciate that. And I'll be standing by. Sounds like there's some good deals coming. Appreciate it very much. And we will look forward to talking to you. Man, it's I'm so used to saying next week, but we will talk to you
January 2nd.
The 2nd, yeah.
Yeah, so no show next Sunday again. Reminder.
Week off.
Yeah, so you get a week off, and then we'll see you on our next show, which will be Saturday, January 2nd next year. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Thanks, Willie. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Happy
New Year. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you guys, too, and all that good stuff, and we'll talk to you then. See you later.
Right. Very good. All right. Hey, Cal is on the line. Where the heck are you, Cal? You're supposed to be
here having a cup of coffee because – when you get a little older, sometimes you don't remember everything.
Good morning, Cal. Well, we missed you here in the studio, but Eric's been doing a fine job.
Oh, you're in good hands with Eric, and I know he's in good hands with you guys because he does basically all the work now. So he lets me sometimes sleep in, and that's what I did.
So that's not what I heard. I heard you pulling on giant bluefin tuna with 50 pounds of drag. Sounds like you're doing some work, too, at your
I think he's exaggerating on the 50 pounds of drag by a whole bunch.
I don't know. It sounds like you're still pretty darn tough, and you're still doing a lot of fishing, right?
Oh, yeah. I kind of cut back on the type of fishing that I do now. In fact, I just got back from San Jose to Cabo and fished the pongas down there last week. And it was definitely the water conditions, the temperatures, everything was beautiful, just not much fish. But we still had a good time.
Well, that's good. So, Cal, what did you teach your son? What are some of the things that you really taught him?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, Eric is extremely good with people. He's really a good people person, and that's something that, you know, you really can't teach. It's just a natural ability, and he can help people so well, you know, when they call on the phone and stuff like that. And that's probably as much as anything. And then just working on reels, something like that, a lot of it's just feel. You feel something that's not right. And that's a lot of working on reels after you've done your work on it and everything else. If once in a while one just doesn't feel right, and quite often you do find a little bug that you didn't find when you were putting it together originally.
One of the things that I love about the custom work that Cal's does is, you know, Eric and Cal are like detectives at like figuring out what a guy does need. And, you know, there's nobody out there that doesn't want their reel to work better than it does now. I mean, of course you do. That doesn't mean that a lot of reels aren't perfectly fine out of the box, and they'll be the first ones to tell you that. But who doesn't want it to work a little better? You know what I mean? And
put a different handle on it, maybe, or just put a different drag pressure, whatever.
Eric and Cal are so good. Like, well, what do you do, and where do you go, and how do you fish for them, and what could make it better, and you know, if it was like this, and they're just so good at, you know, coaxing out of you, and then figuring out how to build a better mousetrap.
Yeah. So Cal, in the how many years you've been doing this?
32 years now.
32. So in the 32 years you've been doing this, what's the craziest reel fix you've ever done? What, like, you got something in, it's like, whoa, man, look at this one. Give us a story.
I had years ago, this is a long, long time ago, had a guy from a research vessel that wanted reels built so that they could pull something under the water to pick up what they were looking for. I don't know if it was a net or this or that. And to try to design a reel that they could not only, or design a gear set and stuff like that for a reel, that they could haul this very heavy thing under the water and then not slow down and be able to still wind it up. That was quite a project that we worked on. And then we had one other one that was a customer called, a person called, and they were from one of these TV shows, and they had heard about a smoking reel, and could we make a reel so that when they did it, and how would they do it to make it smoke?
Yeah, it was from the show, remember Mythbusters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you make it smoke?
Well, what we suggest, the first thing, it would be a star drag reel, but we suggested taking a big star drag reel, and put to that time braid was out, and put a small diameter braid on it and fill it up full, and then just really pull the line off really, really, really hard and fast with some kind of a electric motor that you can really pull it off. And they did say, and put a type of grease or something like that that would actually do some smoking. Okay.
and
they did, and it, and they were able to get smoke out of a reel.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, I think it's discoverable on YouTube. I think it's on there. Yeah, where they did it.
Smoking reel. Yeah.
One of my like favorite things that always sticks out in my mind was, I mean, I was just started working at the tax store. I think it was in high school, you know, 25 years ago. But it was like I believe it was Pandalus that you were trying to trick. I think the goal at the time was to catch, you know, a 200-pounder or a 300-pounder on the 12-sized internationals. And you know, this was just in a time that using a small reel for a big fish just wasn't a thing. And I know that there had to be a ton of trials and tribulations, because that was a reel that was made for fishing 12-pound tests, not for catching a 200-pound tuna.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, we did a lot of work on that one. Made a completely special drag system into it. Even had to take the spool and coat the spool with a heat resistant material so that the heat wouldn't come through the spool into it and melt the braid, which could happen.
I remember going on a Royal Polaris trip with John Pandelis back in the day when he was using that stuff.
Yeah.
And,
that was way ahead of its time.
That's way ahead of its time. But today it's not a big deal, right?
Don't want to use a 12 for a giant one, but it's not uncommon at all, you know, especially in the world of flatfall. But think about it then. Like, I mean, that was just, you're crazy. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and first, all the hate of the biggest change, actually, in a lot of these reels, like for that, is a lot of them now have gone to a twin disc drag, which gives you twice as much drag in the same size. But also, the handle length. The handle on the 12 was so short and a little teeny, so then we put a 4-0 handle on it, And, you know, now the handles are, that we put on reels are twice as long as what they used to be.
Ah, yeah, good point. Well, Cal, we're going to miss you here, but Derek will carry on. And you just sip your coffee there and realize he stood us up. But yeah. we're going to get over it. We're going to get over it. But thank you, Cal, for sending such a great service. And thanks for the generous gift certificates, too. And appreciate your time this morning, Cal.
Thank you very much. Have a good rest of the show and have a happy holiday.
All right. Same back at you for
sure. Hi, Nancy.
Yeah. And let's continue our catch report, Rick.
You got it. Well, we got the man, the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line this morning with our surf fishing report. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen. Happy holidays. God, I could listen to Cal all day long.
Oh, yeah. Cal's got stories, right?
Yeah, the stories, the history, the development. It's just neat stuff, man.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Good
totally.
Stuff. Hey, I got a few things happening here in the surf line, even though we're in the, you know, we're in December here. Cool water, cool air temperatures, you know, had the surf zone approaching a wintertime mode. The best bets, I'd say, was a perch bite on the northern beaches up there, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, halibut bite, actually improving, you know, still lots of that small bait in shallow and probably from Long Beach to San Diego Harbor, the halibut bite's been up. And then we had a few striped bass in the offing too. So, the full moon might have been a little bit to do with it, but, not too bad. Hook, line, sinker reported several striped bass taken this week. The fish were pushing bait off Carpinteria, working south towards Ventura there, that little stretch, I think Santa Claus Lane, Silver Strand, all through there. But interestingly enough, two of the fish were taken on a pencil popper, topwater. It's kind of hard to fish pencil poppers with seagulls and things like that, you know. But if there's a situation where the birds ain't on you, boy, there's no better way to get a striped bass and on a pencil popper. The fish were like, they weren't huge, 4 to 7 pounds. I think somewhere pushing 30 inches was the better one. But, you know, with that storm we had and with the creeks, you know, leaking out some fresh water right now, you know, those stripers have a nose for that fresh water. So it's a good time to go snooping around for those things, you know, whether you throw a crocodile or a flash minnow, something like that. Something to keep in mind there. Working down south, there was also a good halibut bite, Mesa and Goleta Beach up there. Big fish reported good halibut action along, Sunset and Cherry Beach there. Small spoons fished in the bait. You know, the bait's been the function of all this bite here, small anchovy. And the guys are just bouncing those little crocodiles. They had a 28-inch fish off Cherry Beach on a crocodile. Newport and Dana, guys are getting back into it now. Mostly croaker and small perch along those stretches. No real specific reports. They're seeing a few more halibut, too. And then those North County beaches still kicking out the halibut. You know, several legal fish taken on flash minnows. Small Keytec swim baits have been working in the calm water. And those guys are saying the same thing. Look for the bait. I think they had a 30-inch fish, was the best fish off Cardiff on an MS anchovy flash minnow. So, you know, not rip-roaring, but for December, there's plenty to fish for. And, you know, down Oceanside, Pete, we've been talking about those striped bass around the harbor, too. So if a guy wants to try to get one, you know, after the rain, strong full moon, you have some of the things that add up to a striped bass catch, and you might get lucky. Give it a shot.
Time of the year. Yes, all right, Gundy. Well, hey, well, again, reminder, no show next Sunday. Taking the day off. So our next show with Gundy Gunderson will be Sunday, January 2nd. So
January 2nd. Got it.
Happy New Year.
Well, on that note, I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, man, and you know, we got fishing, you know, and that's what sustains us. So
for sure.
Don't get too down on all the other stuff. Just keep fishing. Keep your nose down.
Hey, thanks for that. And we'll talk to you Sunday, January 2nd.
All right, gents. Merry Christmas.
You too, Gundy. Hey, we want to remind you that's going to wrap up our catch report today. And don't forget, the 2022 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is now available. It's at the landings, it's at tackle shops, and at surffishtackle.com. The tides, the moon phase, important date, a killer tribute to Jack Nielsen, and you want to talk about a perfect, inexpensive Christmas gift? Dude, that's
there
it.
There it is.
Not a fisherman around that doesn't want that sport fishing calendar, for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. We're all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Ponga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.